Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
There are no hard numbers on how many people are in open relationships, but it seems like something more and more couples are considering once the first flames of passion cool. An open marriage may sound like an artifact of the swinging 70s, but Tristan Terramino says you probably know someone in an open relationship. You just don't know that you know. Terramino is a sex educator who wrote the go-to manual on open relationships. She told Steve Paulson there are many forms of what she calls ethical non-monogamy.
Anywhere from swinging to people who are polyamorous and have multiple partners who they have love and sexual relationships with, to people who have a primary partner and then may have just sex partners on the side.
Why do so many people want to engage in some sort of open relationship?
Well, I think for some people, it's simply because monogamy doesn't work. I mean, monogamy may be this revered and sacred institution, but as a relationship style, it's really pretty dismal and has failed a lot of people. So people are looking for an alternative. And there are people out there who say, I don't want to cheat. I want to be honest about this. And how can we create a relationship and a set of guidelines that incorporate other partners and do it in a really responsible way?
That is quite a statement to say that monogamy is basically a dismal model, considering that the vast majority of people are ostensibly in monogamous relationships.
They are, but they're not succeeding very well. I mean, we know that half of all marriages end in divorce. Some statistics put cheating at a rate of 60 or even 70% in someone's lifetime. So cheating is pretty rampant. And I think that that really shows us that monogamy isn't necessarily the best model for everyone, although it seems to be the default model that everyone ends up in, and then they're stuck there.
It's the default model because that is the cultural standard, that, you know, sort of the definition of a successful relationship is you find one partner and stay with that person forever.
Yeah, I think that that's what we are brought up to believe. We're brought up to believe that it's the mature choice. And when you're truly in love with someone, you want to be monogamous with them because you don't want anyone else. And that's just not true for people. You know, there are a lot of people out there who believe that you could love more than one person at a time. And other people who believe you can love someone strongly, commit to them strongly, and still have other sexual partners that doesn't infringe on your primary partnership.
I would think jealousy would be such a common issue that people would have to deal with once you are in an open relationship. How do people sort that out?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult. You know, it's not true that people in open relationships aren't jealous. The majority of the people said, I absolutely feel jealous, and it's something I have to grapple with on a regular basis. And I think that's part of what you sign up for when you sign up for an open relationship. You're going to have to confront some of your own emotional baggage around insecurity, fear of abandonment, envy, possessiveness. An open relationship is not a good idea to fix a monogamous one. It's you've got to have a solid foundation before you open up.
Well, I've known a few people who have undertaken open relationships, and they've decided, okay, we're going to try this. In fact, not that long ago, two very good friends announced that they were going to do this. They'd been married for years, and within 6 months, one of them had moved in with someone else, had a new partner. That soon became the primary relationship, and they are now getting divorced. Is that a common story?
Well, it's a common story of serial monogamy, actually. This is what I call the Newt Gingrich style of non-consensual open relationships, which is I take a mistress and then I divorce my wife and my mistress becomes my second wife. And then I take another mistress, divorce my second wife, and my mistress becomes my third wife.
But in this case, they were both open.
They were both open.
And they were upbeat and excited about the prospect. But then I think what happened was, you know, one person got involved in another relationship, and that became the primary one then.
One of the things that people do in open relationships is they really have to manage that new relationship energy. When you first get infatuated or excited about someone and everything about them is really amazing, and you're like, hey, let me pack up all my belongings and move in with them. There's a time at which you have to take a pause and say, let's not make any abrupt decisions here, because this little honeymoon phase of feeling high and in love or in lust is going to come to an end. And if you can ride out that wave, then you can make better decisions, I think.
Are you in an open relationship yourself?
I am, and I just celebrated 12 years with my partner.
Wow, 12 years. How do you think about that? I mean, are there ground rules or expectations in terms of, you know, what, how to do it and what not to do?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important parts of it, is really sitting down and saying what feels okay and what is a total deal breaker, so that everyone has a sense of being respected and feeling secure. And in the 12 years that I've been with my partner, I have definitely explored different styles of open relationship. And it's really about communication, 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 and being able to once in a while own up to your own insecurities. Because I think I'm in a place now where if my partner wants to go have sex with someone else, I don't think that that's any comment about me. I think it just has to do with my partner wanting to have sex with someone else. And I don't internalize that. And I actually appreciate that my partner can go and have experiences that maybe he can't get with me.
Have you always felt this way? Or is this something you had to work at to get to that point where you would not feel threatened?
Oh, yes. Certainly my first open relationship, which was in college, was a disaster. I mean, there were like tantrums and bad boundaries galore. I think this is a constant learning experience always. And at the core, I believe in this. And I want to give my partner the freedom to explore all that life can bring us. And so when I remind myself of that, and I remind myself of our commitment and how we have stood by each other through all these years, a little slap and tickle on the side just doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
You know, we're talking about some pretty heady ideas here. Relationships and the nature of romance and monogamy. Is this really sort of ultimately, though, about sex?
Sometimes it is. You know, there's certain people in the polyamorous activist movement who really want to stress that this is about love relationships and commitments, and it's just loving and committing to more than one person. But for some people, it is just about sex. It's about sexual variety, and it's about sexual diversity. And that's okay.
Of course, the obvious question is, if you are part of an open relationship, is the sex better outside of your primary relationship?
Well, that is, you know, $1 million question. And if I answer that question, then all the marriage counselors in America will be losing money. But what I will say is, when you're in a long-term relationship, sex does change. You're not in that honeymoon phase. Your hormones are not pumping at just extraordinary volume. You don't want to rip each other's clothes off the minute you get home. So the truth is, can it be more exciting to pursue and have sex with someone who is, first of all, different than your primary partner and new to you? Absolutely.
Well, you know, we haven't really talked that explicitly about marriage. Is it harder to be in an open relationship if you're in a marriage, given all the sort of the cultural expectations of what comes with marriage?
That is an interesting question, because going into this research for this book, one of the sort of preconceived ideas I already had about people is, if they are doing such a radical thing as challenging monogamy, many of them probably are anti-marriage. And in fact, I found that the majority of people who could get married were married. So people in open relationships, I think, are really interested in redefining marriage more than throwing it out altogether. I don't think that you can necessarily assume just because someone's married that in their vows to each other or in their conversations with one another that they've agreed to sexual fidelity.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
That's sex educator Tristan Teramino. Her book on open relationships is called Opening Up. We're tweeting about her and the rest of our guests. If you want to follow us on Twitter, the handle is TTBook1. Coming up...
Single people aren't the lonely, pitiable souls that we have historically considered them to be. And if you are single, there is so much potential in a life that's unfettered by another.